DJW Mobile.
DJW KF4NXY.
Good afternoon, David. How are you and Miss Marie doing?
Hey, doing okay. Could be better, could be worse, as my brother used to tell me.
But it's really warm outside. It ought to be in the 70s. It feels like it's in the 70s outside here. I took a bag of trash out to the trash can about half hour ago, and man, did it, I was in short sleeves. I figured I could bear the cold weather for just a few minutes. It wasn't cold at all. It was warmer outside the house than it was inside.
Listen, yesterday morning, and when we got home, it was colder in the house than it was outside.
In the car right now, too. It's been in the garage with the garage door closed. I got in the car. It feels chilly. I had to let the windows down so it would warm up.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of warm weather already, and that's good. I don't mind seeing it at all.
Some clumps of grass in the front and the backyard that are growing faster than the rest of it that looks like they could use mowing. That's kind of a good thing. Out of all the seasons, I least like the winter most of all.
You care a whole lot for winter. And you round about clumps of grass. There's one side of the house that there's a little area for some reason. It grows a whole lot better than the rest of the yard. Sometimes I have to get the mower out and cut it and kind of skip the rest of the yard.
With mine, it's almost like you could get the scissors out and just go to a dozen or maybe two dozen different places and just hit it with the scissors a couple of times, and it'd be good for another month or two.
Scissors would take a little while. I'll probably get the push mower out and do it fairly quickly, but I'm old and don't move real good, so I get on the turn on a dime and do it.
Looking down to buy one of those yet. I want to cross that threshold for the turn on a dime and the electric all at the same time. And the price, when you combine both of those, you know, turn the corner thresholds, it's expensive right now.
You do have some electric turn on a dimes, and I kind of glanced at them, and then they're a lot more pricey than the gasoline ones. I like the one I got. It's a Cub Cadet, and I've had it a couple of years, and it's been doing good.
Those too, and you know, did some internet shopping for them. And the mower itself is just a little bit more expensive than the gas version. But then you have to buy the batteries, and the batteries cost you as much as the mower does. So that makes the electric version twice as expensive. Now, it would take a lot of years of cutting grass to get your money back for that.
They may catch up with the technology. You know, they may figure out how to make these batteries work better and cheaper, and you know, not need quite as expensive components. There's some of the stuff they put in those batteries are right expensive to get a hold of.
You're absolutely right there. I was watching CNBC yesterday. Stock market's doing so good, it's just incredible. So I had that up while I was shuffling the stocks around the portfolio, purging the slack stocks off and adding to the guys that are doing good. And I was listening to CNBC in the background, Squawk Box, I think it's the one that was on. This was early in the morning. And they were talking about the price of lithium just keeps falling and keeps falling and keeps falling. What that means is a whole bunch of service providers got in there and they started providing. And now the supply outstrips the demand. And with that, battery prices soon to fall too. So you're absolutely right.
That's what it all, you know, boils down to on a lot of stuff is supply and demand.
That's coming down, because that's the direction to go into. That's the direction of the future. at least the one that I'm looking forward to. And you're right. So the conundrum then becomes, do you go ahead and invest in the technology that's out there now for the turn on a dime plus electric? Or do you wait till the batteries get a whole lot better and a whole lot cheaper? Because, you know, it's the people who are on the bleeding edge that pay the price. Not the cutting edge, the bleeding edge.
Yeah, I never heard that phrase, but yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I've got some, solar panel stuff around here that's been hooked up and put to use, and it's one of them deals that round to it.
I'm getting into that, not too fast and not too slow, but I am getting into that and learning a lot. There is a lot to be learned there. It's not as intuitive as you might think it is. Once you think you've intuited it correctly, you find out, no, maybe I didn't understand that like I thought I did.
It, to me, getting the end voltage, what you want, because with solar, it seems to me like, it fluctuates as to how much sunshine you got and all that. You need at the end point, that need a controller to keep your voltage and current and all that good stuff steady.
I looked at them, the panels didn't produce near as much as they do now. Give me just a second, I got to pick up my lunch and I'll be right back. W4DJW.
In a little bit, KF4NXY.
KQ4LOO mobile.
Stretch at work. They're working 7 days a week, so I really don't ever have time to even get on here and mess around. I just got my license a few months ago, and I haven't had a chance to really get on very much.
Getting into the machine good, you're sounding good, but I've got a bird over here that's fixing to make a whole lot of racket, so I'm going to have to bow out early, I'm afraid. KF4 and NXY.
KQ4LOO. BJW Mobile.
BJW KF4NXY.
I was saying when solar panels came out like 20 years ago or more, they didn't produce much electricity at all. I figured 20 years later they still weren't producing good, but man, do they put out some power now. It's amazing.
Yeah, they do a lot better now. But anyway, I can't hang around. I was talking to a fella just a minute ago, and I was telling the birds kind of woke up, and he's getting a little rowdy. Y'all have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
The ham radio operators out there said hello. Feed them a pretzel for me. I don't know what they eat, but give them a treat for me. W4DJW Mobile.
W4LOO.
OO W4DJW. Name's Dave here. I'm in Greer. How are you?
My name is Tal, T-A-L, and I'm over here in Moonville right now. I'm pretty tired, like I was just telling, I don't remember his name, but they've had us on 7 days in a row for the longest, and I haven't really had much time to get on here and play with this thing. I just recently got my license a few months ago, so.
I know a lot about Moonville. I used to work down there at the Donaldson Center at the Michelin plant, US-1 at Donaldson Center. So I spent a lot of time in Moonville, 18 years down there. And I do miss it. That was a good place. But, 12 or working 7 days a week, is that what you said?
Correct. I work here at Magnum, right behind the McDonald's. So, yeah, they work at 7 days a week.
I hope I guess you're getting overtime, right?
A lot more than I bargained for, that's for sure.
worked at Michelin. It's just right down Antioch Church Road from McDonald's. I think McDonald's is at the corner of 25 and Antioch. Is that right?
Would be the Saints. McDonald's is right there where the Ingles is and the Advance Auto Parts.
I don't think that was there when I was there. When I first started working there, was in the late 70s, I think. All it was an intersection, and that cut through that I forget what it is. Is it 485? I can't remember what it is, what it is, the numbers. That didn't even exist at that point. It was just a place out in the woods.
Wow, that must have been some time ago. I've lived around this area for about, let's say, going on 7 years now myself, so.
I was there in the late 70s. That's the first real good paying job I got after high school. I graduated high school in 76, and then I started working for in the spring of 76, and then I started working for them in the fall of 76. So that was quite a few years ago. That just doesn't seem possible.
Roger that. Like I was telling him, I was finally on our last day of this 7 day in a row stretch thing. If they don't give us one day off, we probably got to come back and do it all over again.
They do. Are they a manufacturer, or what do they produce?
What we do is we produce all kinds of parts, like body sides, brace laterals, and all that kind of stuff for Ford, mostly BMW, Volvo, and Freightliner, Thomas Bus, Kenworth, all that stuff.
Shop, machine shop kind? Machine shop, job shop? 4LOOW4DJW. You still there, Cal? W4DJW Mobile.
KQ4LOO. My radio conked out on me. I had to switch radios.
What happened to you? I'm about to pull in the driveway anyway. But I'm glad you got it switched. I hope you find out what's going on with that, with the other radio. Might have been a fuse or something like that. Who knows? Anyway, welcome to Amateur Radio. It's good to hear you on here, Cal. Hope I hear you plenty more times in the future, but I'm going to run inside and eat lunch. KQ4LOO, W4DJW. Nice to meet you.
I was hoping, though, that you could give me some advice on a rather inexpensive mobile radio, because right now I'm on an HT.
Expensive one, I would listen on this frequency on Wednesday nights. Because you can get a used one, and you can play around more with used equipment and changing in and out for a lower price than you can if you're going to buy brand new stuff. But there's just so many out there. I would look through the ham. What is that? HRO ham radio outlet online. They've got good prices. Their prices are usually about the norm, the middle of the road for most radios. If you want something like a Yaesu or a Kenwood or an Icom, which are the three mainstays, and then there's a lot of new radios coming out. If you want to experiment, like TYTs and Bofengs and Wusons, there's a lot of new ones like that. But I would look on, see what's available on the SwapNet on Wednesday night with Gary, KI4DOS, at 9 p.m. He runs a SwapNet if you're able to do that, if you're not working. And there's also a website that he can give you, buyers.cc, BRARS.cc. If you go to that website, they have a listing of the SwapNet stuff that's on there. And you can get that equipment for a whole lot less than brand new equipment. And he's got all kinds of stuff on there. Does that make sense?
BRARS.cc, is that correct?
Roger, that is absolutely correct. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.cc, BRARS.cc. That's what the letters stand for. If you go there, there's a menu. You look across the top of the menu, just slide your mouse across them or your finger across the menu items, and you can go down. You can find SwapNet in there. If you go down to that, that's a listing of everything that's on there. He's got more than what's in that listing available. So if you're looking for something on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock after the roll call, he'll let you say, I'm looking for like a 2-meter radio for my car. and he can go through his full inventory and see if he has any out there, or if anybody else has one that they want to sell, they can chime up. So it's just a really good place to go on Wednesday nights to get an idea of what's available right here in the area.
Appreciate your information. I'll let you go so you can go eat your lunch. It's good talking to you. KP4LOO out.
All right, Cal. Good to meet you. Hope to hear you on the radio many more times in the future. KQ4LOO, W4DJ, W Claire.